Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and Lifestyles Weight Management Specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. So by now you've heard, we want you to finish the year strong. We don't want you to gain weight over the holidays. We want you to lose weight. If nothing else, we don't want you to gain. We're rapidly approaching the holiday season. It starts with Halloween. We're about a little over a month out. And this is a time when people tend to forget about healthy habits, and we're just inundated with social events and food and get-togethers and all those things. And our healthy habits fall by the wayside. And a lot of people gain weight during the holiday season, and we don't want that for you, because what's that going to do to you? Come January, you're going to be more upset and more disappointed because you ate too much over the holidays, you didn't exercise, and you've got more weight to lose than you thought you did when you start out the new year with your resolution. So why not walk into the new year having not gained weight, or walk into the new year 10 pounds less? Because that's what we want for you. We would like to see you lose 10 pounds over the last 12 weeks of the year. This challenge we are starting, it is the year-end, 12-week year-end weight loss challenge. Our goal is for you to lose 10 pounds. It starts Friday, October 1st, and it's free. Yes, we are doing a 12-week challenge. That is unheard of, for free. Nobody does that. And it's free because we don't want you to lose weight over the holiday, because we care about your health. And so I encourage you to sign up. There is no risk. It's free. So sign up, be a part of our community. We're going to support each other. We're going to offer great tips and recipes, and we're going to help you stay focused on your weight loss journey. And hey, a great add-on to that would be to buy that course, the meal planning, meal prep course for busy people. Because that's just an extra tool in your toolbox that's going to help you be successful the last 12 weeks of the year. And it might help you through the holidays when you're having, if you cook over the holidays, some of that might be pretty helpful and beneficial to you during that time of year. So I definitely encourage you to check it out. I'm going to provide the link to the sign up form for this, and it will start October 1st. So join us for a free challenge that we can support each other and lose weight over the holidays. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host, Kim McPherson, along with Dr. Wes Ward. He is back with us this week. I am so happy to have him with us. And today we are going to talk about fast food. We're going to kind of dissect it for you. We're going to talk to you about why we love it, why we crave it, and what exactly it does to our bodies. You know, now there's no doubt fast food is popular. Just take one look at the nearest intersection. Chances are there's a fast food restaurant nearby. We have a road in our town called Burger Row for a reason, because of all the fast food burger joints on that street. So, you know, swinging into a drive-thru or hopping into your favorite fast food restaurant tends to happen more often than we would probably all like to admit. According to the Food Institute's analysis of data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, millennials alone spend 45% of their budgets, food dollars, on eating out. That is amazing to me. In comparison to 40 years ago, the average American family now spends half of their food budget on restaurant food. In 1997, just under 38% of family food budgets were spent eating outside the home.
That's amazing, Kim. You know, that fast food is so much more a part of our life than it used to be. I remember growing up, we hardly ever ate out. And we have friends who are always talking about eating out. And, you know, we don't eat out a lot in our home just because that was never something we did growing up. And so it's just not a part of kind of our culture, I guess you would call it. But it is amazing to see that huge jump in the number of food dollars and meals that people eat out. So, you know, I think one of the natural questions that comes next is, why do we love fast food so much? Well, simply put, it tastes good, right? To be honest, that's really oversimplifying it, but that is the bottom line. Interestingly enough, a lot of money and strategy goes into designing fast food. A lot of effort goes into designing it. And the goal is to make it cheap and handy. And despite the fact that it has little to no nutritional value, the goal is to keep you wanting more. It's typically high in things like salt, sugar, and fat. And there's a reason for that. It is designed specifically by the food makers to be high in those things. Well, why? Well, because salt, sugar, fat trigger pleasure centers in our brain, making us feel just oh so yummy and good and making us want to keep eating it. And so that's why after you eat a fast food meal initially, you kind of have this sense of almost euphoria and just, oh, I just feel good. And it's because of those things. You know, the brain is a very complex and complicated organ. And because of that, it requires a lot of energy. Beyond the super high calorie count, fast food makers have millions of tricks up their sleeves when it comes to making those products very tasty and very tempting. Like that kind of melt-in-your-mouth quality, you know, that tricks us into loving it more. You know, we also tend to think that the calories just magically float away right after we eat it. It tastes so good, it can't be bad for us. Or they use what's called flavor boosting. To enhance the flavor of the products. What is interesting about that when it comes to the brain is that the brain kind of has this sensory specific sense of satiety. And so when they're boosting the flavor, if they boost it too much, it triggers that. And the brain kind of shuts down and says, that's too much. So it's that idea of the flavor is too big, it overwhelms your brain and you end up not wanting more. But what the fast food makers do is they stop just short of that sensory specific sense of satiety line. And that way they can boost the flavor in such a way that it keeps you wanting more. And it keeps triggering those pleasure centers so that you say, oh, let's go back and get more. So we've talked about, okay, here's why we love it. Frankly, it tastes good and it's designed for us to love it. The food makers are smart in that way. But let's talk about how does it affect us? We love it and that's why we eat it. But how does it affect us once we do eat it?
Absolutely. And I have to say, you were talking about the oversensory and stuff. And I think a great example of that is like a dessert, you know, desserts that are super rich and you can only eat a few bites because it's just too much. I think that's a great example where they kind of overgrown the mark on that. But that doesn't mean we won't go back and finish that delicious pie later on. But, you know, with food, it's quick, it's fast, it's cheap, and it tastes good. Americans spend roughly $50 billion on fast food each year. With the availability of food on demand, more and more people are opting for prepared foods, whether through a drive-thru or delivered to your front door. But have you ever felt not so great after eating the fast food? Maybe you feel tired, maybe you feel bloated, maybe you indulge too much and you even feel also miserable after that. Did you notice you became hungry again soon after you finished eating. That's because although most fast food is high in calories, it's very low in nutrition and fiber. These processed meals also contribute large amounts of sugar, salt, and fat to the diet. With the occasional meal will not severely impact your health, frequent trips through the drive-thru can start to affect your body in very serious ways.
So we're going to talk about some of those. So what is that effect that fast food has? Well, one is, like Kim said, fast food tends to be very high in sodium levels. So those salty, crispy fries that seem like such a great treat, but they're high in salt, and eating those repeatedly over time is bad for your blood vessels. It's associated with increased risk of high blood pressure. If you already have heart disease or liver cirrhosis or chronic kidney disease, too much salt can lead to dangerous levels of fluid buildup. And the simple answer to that is because where salt goes, water always follows. And so that's why when you eat super salty foods, you may notice some water retention. That's why you tend to feel kind of puffy. That's why you tend to feel kind of bloated. That's why you might get cankles, right? Where your ankles are so swollen, you don't have any ankles anymore. You can't see them. And so those high sodium levels found in fast foods lead to all those things. And with frequent consumption of it, can be very detrimental to your health.
So obviously one that is also very important is, and very close to us and how we feel, is weight gain. High intake of these foods, processed foods such as fast foods and foods with additional sugars, are associated with weight gain. Just one fast food meal can exceed your daily recommended caloric intake. If eating like this becomes a habit, weight gain and respiratory issues may result. You know, obesity can increase your risk of certain respiratory problems, including asthma and shortness of breath. And it's, you know, it's very easy to go get a fast food combo meal and break the 2000 calorie plateau. There's some restaurants that have salads that can be over 2000 calories, and high in fat, high in sodium, high in sugar, all of those things. And it's not going to satisfy you for long. And the end result's going to be, you're going to be miserable and you're going to gain weight, especially if you continue to do it.
That's right. You know, and that's another interesting point you bring up, Kim, is we often think, oh, well, I'll go to the fast food restaurant, but I'll get a healthy option. But you still have to be really careful there, because some of those healthy options are not always so healthy. One of the other risks with frequent consumption of fast foods is heart disease and high cholesterol. So although we're kind of weeding out trans fat from the diet, and that's something most food manufacturers are no longer using, and remember, trans fat is that harmful form of fat that's found in a lot of fried foods, baked goods, and some shelf-stable foods. You know, like I said, we're in the process of removing those, but fast food is still also high in saturated fat. So high intake of saturated fat can increase your triglycerides, which is basically the fat in your blood, your total cholesterol, and your LDL, or that bad cholesterol level. And that LDL and the triglycerides is what leads to clogged arteries. It increases your risk for heart disease, stroke. You know, and we know that chronic poor dietary choices and weight gain also increase your risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So we really have to watch our intake of fast food. Even though it's convenient and it's easy, you know, it's really not good for us. You know, I think a number of years ago, Kim, helped me remember, they did a whole television, like a documentary on a guy that ate fast food for a really long time. I don't know if it was like he ate it every day for a year, or something.
30 days, supersize me.
Okay. Do you remember that? Talk a little bit about it if you do.
So there is a documentary out there called Super Size Me, and it was created and produced by Morgan Spurlock. And basically he ate from a fast food restaurant for 30 days, every meal. And he had, the rules were he did it for 30, I believe it was 30 days. He had to eat everything on the menu at least once. If he was asked to supersize it, which they no longer to do this, to upsize it, he would have to say yes. And a lot of the restaurants, this chain throughout the U.S., they would have different locations, had different offerings. So he would try even bigger sandwiches and, you know, things like that. But he, they never predicted some of the things that happened to him. And this was done several years ago. But he had, he started having his liver get fatty, and it was, to them, it looked like liver cirrhosis. He woke up one night and was having chest pains, very sick, thought he was having a heart attack, and had a lot of problems, started getting very concerned. His blood work was not good. He was gaining weight and triglycerides, all of this stuff. All of his cholesterol levels were high. Blood pressure was high. You name it. Now, it did start to go down a little right at the end. And then his fiance or wife at the time, she was a vegan chef. So she created this great menu to help him eat healthy, clean, quickly. But yeah, what amazed me was that he had three doctors observing him, and they were shocked at the results of what it was doing, begged him to stop it in the middle of the 30 days. He did not. He refused, but they begged him because it just, what it was doing to his heart and his liver and all that stuff. It was very dangerous.
You know, so yeah, so there's a great example of like he was indulging all the time. But you know, what we know about so many things related to health is that the effects are cumulative, right? So you don't necessarily have to eat fast food every day for 30 days, every meal, for us to see, you know, some very, very detrimental consequences. So, you know, we talked about why we love fast food. We talked about how it affects our bodies. So what do we do about all this, right? What do we do to avoid frequently consuming it? So we'll just real quickly go through just a few tips that might help you avoid fast food. So, you know, frequently we might pick fast food up for lunch, right? On our lunch hour. So try packing your lunch instead of grabbing fast food. You're not only going to save money, but you're also going to save calories because you'll be able to control what goes in to your meal. When you eat out at the fast food restaurant, you don't have that control. You know, the other thing is, you know, if you travel a lot or on trips or vacations, try packing a picnic lunch. If you're trying to lose weight and trying to instill healthy choices in your family, this is a great way to do both. Pack a lunch, stop at a beautiful rest stop along the way. On a pretty day, have a picnic and enjoy some time with the family. My wife's family lived in Florida and would travel to Arkansas frequently when they were younger. And there were 7 kids in their family. And so fast food was not an option really, because that got very expensive real quickly to feed 9 people fast food. So they did this all the time. And what's wonderful about it and what made me think of it for the podcast today is she has so many wonderful memories of growing up and having these little built-in picnics when they traveled. So just think about that, because oftentimes when we travel or go on trips, we tend to eat lots of fast food and eat out a lot. So that's just a great way to just cut down on some of those calories. You know, another option is keeping healthy snacks with you so that if you do grab and go a lot, right? So we're picking the kids up at school and then we're coming home and we're doing homework and then we have soccer at 4 and baseball at 5 and da 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 da, and we're just going all the time. Maybe keeping some healthy snacks to feed everybody through those times instead of running and getting fast food. Keep some fruit or healthy snacks instead of going through the drive-thru. So just a couple tips to think about as far as how can you cut down on fast food, you know, really, if you're trying to lose weight, and Kim will jump in just a minute on that, it's probably best to avoid it altogether, just because, like we said, it is so high in calories. It's not hardly got any nutritional value to it. And it's just going to derail and be a detriment to your weight loss.
Absolutely. And I mean, and think of it this way, if you're having a bad day, if that's your crutch, if that's what you lean on to make me feel better, it's going to be very easy for you to just say, I'll go through the drive-thru and get whatever I want, and I'll get right back on track. And then the problem happens, you're fueling the addiction through the additives, the things that are put in there that make the food addictive. And your body's going to want more and more and more, and you're going to feel more guilt. You're going to feel more bad about it, and you're going to keep wanting more because you're like, well, I've already screwed up. The falling off the wagon, as Dr. Ward talks about, and you eat the wagon. That's one side of that coin. The other side is your body's going to continually want it. And that's why it's better to avoid it pretty much altogether. And in this day and age, there are plenty of restaurants that offer truly healthy options that you can get and enjoy. And you don't have to settle for fast food because that's what everybody else wants. You can definitely find options. Most places have restaurants that can fit your needs.
Absolutely. So do remember, if you're out there, you're struggling with, you know, what can I eat? What are good things for me to eat? I'm trying to lose weight. I don't know where to start. I really want to encourage you to download our free weight loss success guide. You can download it directly from the front of our webpage at www.awaytolose.net. Just click on the link in the middle of the page, download your free weight loss success guide to kickstart your weight loss journey.
And before we close today, I have one more question for Dr. Ward. If you are a type 2 diabetic and you need some guidance on that and you're struggling with that, Dr. Ward has a podcast that can help you with how to manage your type 2 diabetes. It's full of great information regarding it. Tips on eating, your blood sugars, all that great stuff. And I want Dr. Ward, if you would, for a moment, share with us. We have a large audience now, and I know that there are many of you out there that are probably borderline diabetic or type 2 diabetes, and you struggle with managing it. This is a great resource for you, and I would like Dr. Ward to share more about that.
That's right. Thanks, Kim. So in addition to the Away to Lose, I also do a separate podcast called Succeeding with Diabetes. I have a website. It's www.succeedingwithdiabetes.com. Check out the website. Check out the podcast. It can be found on Anchor and Apple Podcast. But I designed this because what I found in the 15 years of doing primary care is that there tends to be a lot of questions that people with diabetes have. And your provider may not always have time to answer all those questions at your diabetes follow-up appointments. As a provider doing this and treating diabetes for over 15 years, I never had all the time that I needed inside the clinic visit to be able to do that. And so I thought, how can I help people get the knowledge and to get good knowledge about how to manage their diabetes? So that's kind of how Succeeding with Diabetes got born. And that's how the podcast got started, is just wanting to share that information and my expertise, because what I find is that there's a lot of information out there about diabetes. And just like weight loss, a lot of it's bad. A lot of it's detrimental to your health. We think, oh, this quick option for lowering my blood sugars or this quick option for losing 50 pounds by tomorrow, I'm going to go do that. But all those things can be really damaging to our health. So if you are a listener on our podcast and say, you know, hey, I fit into both categories, right? I'm overweight. I need to lose weight. So I'm trying to do that. But I also may be pre-diabetic, or I may already have diabetes. Then please keep following our Away to Lose podcast, but I would love for you to come check out my Succeeding with Diabetes podcast to get some diabetes-specific information to help you successfully manage your diabetes.
Thank you. And we will include the link to his website as well as the podcast in the description of this podcast. So if you want to just click on it, you can in the description. Will be provided when this podcast airs. So that is it for us today. Thank you all for joining us. We hope you gained some valuable information from this podcast, and we will see you next time. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is awaygh-tolose.net. And don't forget to also download your free weight loss success guide today.